AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. European Union leaders are working into the night seeking to reassure Belgium that they will protect it from Russian retaliation if it backs a massive loan for Ukraine. And Saka Magani reports the Kremlin envoy will be in Florida this weekend to discuss the U.S. proposal for ending Russia's war in Ukraine.
A U.S. official says Kirill Dmitriev will meet with Trump administration envoys in Miami. That comes after Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner sat down with Ukrainian and European officials this week. Russian leader Vladimir Putin has warned Moscow would seek to extend its gains in Ukraine if Kyiv and its Western allies reject the Kremlin's demands in peace talks.
Putin doesn't want to stop this war, but he can if United States will pressure more.
In Brussels, for a summit with European leaders, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's counting on that pressure. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump administration's announced a $10 billion arms sales package to Taiwan. It includes medium-range missiles, howitzers, and drones. It's drawn an angry response from China. And Haya Panjwani reports five more people have been charged in the Minnesota Housing Services fraud scheme.
First Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson said federal officials suspect a significant portion of roughly $18 billion paid out by Medicaid to Minnesota programs was fraudulent.
What we see in Minnesota is not a handful of bad actors committing crimes. It's a staggering industrial-scale fraud.
He said two defendants pocketed $750,000 instead of helping Medicaid recipients find stable housing. Audio courtesy of KSTP. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In North Carolina, retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle and his family among seven people killed in a plane crash. And sources tell AP police are investigating a connection between the weekend mass shooting at Brown University and the killing of an MIT professor. This is AP News. News of a pardon.
Country musician Jelly Roll, legal name Jason DeFord, was among 33 people to receive a pardon from Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, acknowledging the award-winning Nashville native's long road back from drugs and prison. The musician had backing from civic leaders like the sheriff of Davidson County and the CEO of Live Nation. He received a non-binding recommendation from the state parole board back in April when he talked about how a pardon would make it easier for him to travel and share his message.
Every time I travel, it takes a team of lawyers and a mountain of paperwork to secure my entry into those countries.
After arrests for aggravated robbery and drug dealing when he was younger, Jelly Roll now often visits jails and rehabilitation centers to talk about second chances and has even testified before Congress. Last week, he was invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and he's received three 2026 Grammy nominations, including Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.